Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Good morning and welcome to the Good News Christian Ministries broadcast. This is Donald Crisp and I am the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls, and it is my privilege to bring the Good News message to you on this Lord's Day. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries. Now to contact us, simply write the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Now let's focus on God. Think of it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is always wonderful to have God's people gather on God's day to hear God's word. And now, my friends, may God bless our hearing of today's message. And may we commit ourselves to listen with all our hearts. My prayer today is that God will bless us, encourage us, challenge us, and comfort us. May God turn your heart and my heart toward home. Yes, as he speaks to us and draws us close to his side. My message today is entitled Yada, meaning in Hebrew, to know. Now my question to you this day is this. It's really a threefold question. First, do you know that the God of the Bible knows you completely and loves you thoroughly? Question two. Do you know your Heavenly Father and Jesus his Son? And number three, do you love him? Some pretty basic questions, aren't they? You may ask yourself right now, do I know God? Do I know my Heavenly Father and Jesus his Son? Do I love him? Now you may be thinking, you know what? I don't know how to answer these questions. For some of my listeners today, you are probably able to say right now, I do know that I believe in the God of the Bible. I do know that I believe that my Heavenly Father loves me. I do know that Jesus died for my sins and paid for my sins at the cross. But know the Father and know the Son personally? Well, I guess the truthful answer is, I don't know. Folks, let's listen to the words of Jesus in John chapter 10 and verse 14 when he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Let's listen to those words again. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I know that there are many profound verses in the Bible. You have some of your own that you would consider your favorites, and they're profound to you. Think of John 10:10. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, yes, and then there's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, yes, and then there's John chapter 14, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except by me and through me. Now, those are profound verses. Oh, yes, and then there's John 3:36. He who believes in me will have everlasting life. But you know what? One of the most important verses in the Bible, profound and yet personal, is John chapter 17, verse 3. Listen to these words. Jesus is praying to his Father in heaven. Father, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. My friends, let me ask you again. Do you know the Father and his son Jesus? Do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you know him personally, and do you love him? Let's listen for a moment to that great old hymn of the past, Oh, How I Love Jesus, found on the World's Greatest Hymns CD, Disc 2. Prayer. Now, Father, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. You see, people seem to focus on the future and what they know or don't know about the future. Do you remember the old Persian proverb? Yes, it says, he who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. Now, most of us have people like that in our lives. They don't know that they don't know, and they keep talking on topics that they know nothing about. Well, the proverb goes on like this. He who knows not and knows not that he knows not, that person's a fool. Shun him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not, that person is simple. Teach him. And then He who knows and knows not that he knows, that person's asleep. Wake him up. And then finally, he who knows and knows that he knows, now that person is wise. Follow him. Here's the truth. The truth is we need to focus on the one who holds our future. The truth is we need to follow the one who knows and holds our destiny. The truth is we need to follow the one who knows the way to the Father, our Father in heaven. The one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except by me and through me. And his name is Jesus the Christ. The Message, which is a newer translation, reads this way. Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so that the Son in turn may show your bright splendor. You put him in charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they may know you, the one and the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Yes, the God of the Bible wants us to know him. Actually, folks, I believe he wants us to know three things. Number one, he wants us to know that he knows us completely. Ponder that for a moment. He knows us completely. Kind of a scary thought, isn't it? He knows every word you've ever said, every thought we've ever thought, every deed we've ever done, every desire we've ever had. He knows it completely. And yet, the Bible says, he loves us thoroughly. Secondly, he wants us to know him personally and intimately. Now, there's a challenging thought, isn't it? He wants us to know him personally and intimately. And the only way we can know God personally and intimately is for us to focus on our relationship with him intentionally. Now, I have discovered in my faith journey that the requirements for a knowing, growing, loving relationship with God is based on me, or let's broaden it, each of us, focusing on doing our part. What is our part? Our part is trusting him. Our part is listening to him. Our part is following him, obeying him, and you know what? That's loving him. So why not take a moment and do a relational report card on yourself right now? Say what? A relational report card. Ask yourself the following questions and mark yourself either a low 1 or 10, 10 being the highest mark. Here it goes. Here are the questions. You don't need to write them down. Just give yourself some marks and see how you did. Let's test just how close you are to God personally and intimately. Here's question 1. Do I know him personally? Now give yourself the mark. Do I know him intimately? Am I being intentional in this relationship with him? Am I trusting him? Am I listening to him? Am I following him? Am I obeying him? Oh, yes. And am I intentionally loving him, or am I taking him for granted? So how did you do? Look at your marks. Think about it. The intentional relational report card will indicate just where we are in relationship to our Heavenly Father. At First Baptist Church, Smiths Falls, where I serve as pastor, we often sing that secular song, To Know, Know, Know Him. Do you remember that song? It's actually, a secular song that I've chosen to baptize, and we've sung it in church from time to time. Listen to these words. Only think about whether this describes your relationship with your Heavenly Father. To know, know, know Him is to love, love, love Him. Just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile. To know, know, know him is to love, love, love him. And I do. Yes, I do. I trust that you could sing that to God and that he would smile as you're saying those words. Yes, God wants us to know that he knows us completely. Yes, God wants us to know him personally and intimately. Let me add, I believe that God really wants us to know him passionately. Are you passionate in your faith for God? Are you passionate in your relationship with Jesus the Christ? Thirdly, God wants us to know his love promises that he has for us. God has love promises for us? Oh, yes. And if you think about the list that you have, you will see that he's making many, many promises. There are so many wonderful love promises sent to us from our loving Lord. One of the ones I love is Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now that's a love promise. Exodus 3:12. I love this one. It's very short. But when you're feeling isolated, when you're feeling alienated, when you're feeling alone, listen to Exodus 3:12, these words. I will be with you. I love that. He will be with us. Jehovah Shammah will always be with us. And then again, there's John 10:10. I've come that you might have life and have it to the full. Yes, in both the Old and the New Testaments, God sends his people the information that they need, that we need to know. Now let's listen to the words of Jeremiah, found in Jeremiah 24:6-7. These are love promises from God to his people. Speaking about his people, God makes 6 promises in this passage. Listen to these promises with your hearts. My eyes will watch over them for their good. I will bring them back to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they will be my people. I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their hearts. Yes, the promises of God. You know, as you read those promises, it's quite easy to see in those 6 promises that God is sending us a message. I believe he's saying, do you understand? I'm the foundation that you're to stand on. I'm your rock. When you fight the enemy, I'll be your sword. I'll be your shield. I'll cover you. God makes so many promises to his people. Let's just break for a moment and listen to Randy Travis sing. He's my rock, he's my sword, he's my shield. This is from the Worship and Faith CD, Song.
He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. Makes no difference what you say. I'm going on my knees and pray. Gonna wait right here for Jesus till he comes. Cause Jesus is mine. I am forgiven. I'm holding his hand. I'm going to heaven. Cause I found a wonderful Savior who blesses me forever. I'm his and thank God he is mine. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. Makes no difference what you say. I'm going on my knees and pray. I'm gonna wait right here for Jesus till he comes. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. Makes no difference what you say. I'm going on my knees and pray. I'm gonna wait right here for Jesus till he comes. I'm gonna wait right here for Jesus till he comes.
Yes, the 6 promises of God to his people then and now are what I am calling, let me call them parental promises from a loving heavenly Father who knows us completely, loves us thoroughly, and promises so much to us. Jeremiah 24:6-7. Let me just paraphrase these promises. He says, number one, I will watch over you. Do you see the parental eye? I will watch over you. How often as parents and grandparents have you spent so much of your time watching over your children, watching how they live, watching to make sure they're safe? God says, I'll watch over you. He also says, number two, I will bring you back. He knows we're prone to wander. He knows that as children we go left when we should be going right. And this is why he whispers to us, this is the way, walk you in it. I will bring you back, meaning back to my will according to my word. Thirdly, he says, I will build you up. Folks, we live in a world where people are just putting us down all the time. They're just tearing us down. And God's saying, I will edify you. I will build you up. Oh, yes, we need to emulate that conduct with one another and our families, building people up. Fourthly, he says, I will plant you or root you. You know, even though we know we live in a throwaway society where people feel as though they do not belong, God is saying, you do belong. I love you. You belong to me. I'm planting you in my family. And that happens when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Fifthly, he says, and I will give you a heart to know me. Oh, a heart to know him, so that we can know him personally, so that we can know him intimately, so we can know him passionately. And finally, he says, and I will be your God. And I love the how it concludes, and you will be my people. Oh, yes, he will be our God, and we will be his people. These promises of God enrich our walk, enrich our faith walk, our journey as we focus on it. And yet, here it is in the Old Testament. Let's turn our eyes to the New Testament and see what God says there, because I believe he speaks to us as well about knowing him. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, we read, you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to his praise of his glory. You know, it's amazing. It tells us basically how to get saved there, how to become a Christian, how to become born again. It says it's those who have heard the word of truth, which is the gospel of your salvation, and then we have to believe it, trust it. And then he marks us in the seal, that is, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit reminding us that God will keep his promise, that one day he'll take us home to be with him. Well, in Ephesians chapter 1, that was verse 13, listen to verse 17. I keep asking, says the Apostle Paul, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may, now here comes, know him better. Know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your hearts may be enlightened or opened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. Now let's be clear here. When he says that you may know the hope to which he's called you, we need to understand that Jesus is our hope. Okay, thus far we've learned four things, four truths about knowing. John 17, verse 3, we learned that eternal life is knowing God. Ephesians 1, 17, we realize that as we go on our faith journey, our desire should be passionate and intimate and personal, and we should want to know him better. In Ephesians 1, 18, we discover that we need to know his hope. We need to know his hope. And then again, Paul, 25 years after his conversion, he already knew God. He was already serving God. But in Philippians 3:10, he says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. To know him better, to know his hope, to know his power. I would say what he means there is the power of his love. That's my prayer for you today, that you would know him, that you would know him better, know his hope for you, and know the power of his love for you. Would you take a moment and pray with me? Father in heaven, we give you thanks for the good news of Jesus Christ, how he went to the cross and died and paid for our sins. Motivated by love, he was held on that cross by the power of his love for each one of us, so that we would pray the words and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I want to turn from my sins and I want to receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I want to know you. I want to be yours completely. Father in heaven, for those of us who have been a Christian for some time, our prayer today is that we would know you better, that we would know the hope that you have for us, that we would know the power of your love each day of our lives. Oh, how we give you thanks and we give you praise. And we thank you, our Heavenly Father, that you're hearing this prayer even right now. And we pray it in faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now in conclusion, let me thank you for your open hearts, your prayerful encouragement. I want to also thank you for your God-led financial support of this radio ministry. You need to know that your faithful prayers and gracious giving empowers and enables this ministry to deliver God's good news message on the air. Folks, the truth is we can't do this without you. Let me encourage you and challenge you to make out a check payable to the Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO, and we will send you a receipt at income tax time. Now on a personal note, if this radio ministry is impacting your life, perhaps you have prayed and received Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord. Perhaps you have committed or recommitted your life to Christ. Perhaps these messages are a real encouragement and blessing to you. If this is true, then we want to join you in thanking God. Now, I would ask you to write me and share your story with me. I would be thrilled to hear what God is doing in your life. You can email me at Don Crisp, that's DonCrisp, Don Crisp, all one word, at hotmail.com. DonCrisp@hotmail.com. Or you can make your comments on our website, or even still, you can write us and send your story to us by snail mail. Just write to the Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Again, we would love to hear from you. Now, please encourage your friends to listen to this radio ministry. Don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and points you to the cross, a church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life, a church that faithfully holds high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, precepts, and promises that are found within it. Father, we pray that you would inspire us to live lives worthy of you. We pray that you would empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. Amen. Now as we conclude today's program, here is that wonderful hymn from the past, Take the Name of Jesus With You. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, found on the Victory in Jesus CD, Song 15. And now may God bless you and keep you, and make his face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. May you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope and love and truth. Amen.
Oh, Mother, found joy.
In the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.